You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Shelach Lecha, Believing in the Impossible. My favourite sporting memory took place in Istanbul on May 25th, 2005. On that night, Liverpool Football Club of England faced AC Milan of Italy in the final of the European Champions League, the biggest club competition in football, or soccer, depending on where you are listening to this. AC Milan were the big favourites going into the match, as many people still couldn't believe that Liverpool had even made the final. Within the first minute, AC Milan were 1-0 up, and by half-time it was 3-0 to the Italians. Where I was watching the game, there was a sense of despair as we waited for the second half to kick off. After all of that work to get to the final, Liverpool looked like being on the receiving end of a thrashing. 9 minutes into the second half, the ball was crossed in from the left-hand side. Steven Gerrard, Liverpool's captain and talisman, rose above the defence and headed the ball into the goal. He didn't immediately celebrate the goal. Instead, he waved his arms at his team and supporters in a call to action, a request for support, and a reminder that it was not yet over. In the next 6 minutes, Liverpool scored 2 more times to draw level, and at the end of extra time, when penalties came, Liverpool emerged triumphant. They were the champions of Europe. The seemingly impossible had become reality. I think about Steven Gerrard when I read this week's Torah portion. 12 spies, one more than on a football or soccer team, were sent to the Promised Land to scout it out on behalf of the Israelite community. They returned to the people with their report and said, "We came to the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey." One would imagine that there was optimism about what lay ahead, but that good mood was short-lived. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, supposedly a tribe of giants. We do not read at this point that the people despaired, but Caleb had to quiet the people to say to them, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Caleb did not dispute the might of the people living in the land or the challenge of their walled cities. He recognized the test which lay ahead, but he still maintained faith that together the people would be able to conquer the land. He was ready to motivate the people and lead them forward. Unfortunately, the people listened to the voice of the other spies, who said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they suffered the consequences. The entire generation who left Egypt, except for Caleb and Joshua, died in the wilderness before entering the Promised Land. The difference between Caleb and the other spies was not in their assessment of the land. It was about their faith in God and belief in themselves that they could overcome what lay ahead. Caleb may have been worried by what he saw ahead of them, but he did not let that show. He maintained faith that the seemingly impossible could be achieved, and he was ultimately the one to drive out the sons of Anak. Caleb and Steven Gerrard remind us that when we believe that we can achieve the impossible, sometimes our faith is rewarded. Shabbat Shalom.